We end Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah had said Asor Anisim, and the Cheshbon of Asor Anisim came out. There were 8 Nisim in the Beis Hamikdash, and there were 2 Nisim in Yerushalayim. Layoma Odom. Lohizik nochash va'akrav b'Yerushalayim e'oilom, lo'yomar odom l'chaveri tzali amokim sha'olin b'Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, posach b'migdosh v'siyim b'Yerushalayim. The Mishnah started off, there were 10 nisim she'nasa b'migdosh, asor nisim nasa b'veis ha'migdosh, not only migdosh. Others want to be ma'orer. The Rambam sheet is Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Mikdash includes Yerushalayim also. But here the Mishnah says, Asor Anisim Nasu Beveis HaMikdash. Beveis HaMikdash Zichah was not Yerushalayim. So the Tana started off with 10 Nisim which occurred in the Beveis HaMikdash. And he only says 8 and 2 which occurred in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara answers, Ike tarti achran yosa b'migdash. There's 2 more takke the Tane Lemaise didn't recognize all the 10 nisim, but there are 2 more nisim which happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The sanye me oilom leikovug shomim eish shel atzei hamaroche, that the shomim, even though the eish of the atzei hamaroche was exposed to the elements, so there could very readily be a thunderstorm, but the gshomim did not extinguish the eish of the atzei hamaroche. Vashan hamaroche afilu kol ruche shebo'ilam boi so menashveis boi ein mezizeis oisei. And another nace was that the smoke, the pillar of smoke that came up from the marochem, it was never pushed away by the ruches. At least the ruches could push away Oshon, but here it was never pushed away. Agavucha de Ben Yayodo says, so the Tana Lamaise did not explain all 10 Nisim that were in the Beis HaMikdash. But he did bring 2 that were in Yerushalayim. So the Shaila is, how does this come into the Mishnah? So the Ben Yoda wants to say that could be these 2 nisim that were in Yerushalayim, that lehizik nochash va'akrav or le'oma odom l'chaveri tzali yamokim, these were a poil yoytze of the 2 nisim in the Mikdash, that le'nira zvu beveis hamidbochayim. So memele, so the kedusha of the beis hamikdash that was poil, that a zvuv shouldn't enter, so that was mashpia, that Yerushalayim, this did not happen in Kol Eretz Yisrael, that Yerushalayim that had the Beis HaMikdash in it is lehizik nochosh v'akrov. There was no, the Balei Chayim were not mazik. That was from the Ashpo of Leinir Zvuk. And that what there was in the Beis HaMikdash, mishtachvim revochim, so that brought about that a person was never Now the other 2 nisim which existed in the Beis HaMikdash, so one was Me'olam Le'kavuk Shomim Eish Shel Atzei Hamaroche. There's a beautiful vote from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Ruach Chaim. He says, the nes could have been made that it shouldn't rain and the good, the Mizbech was exposed to the elements. So the Baruch Shalom could have made a nest that it shouldn't rain on the Mizbeach. Why did the Baruch Shalom make that faker that it rains? It doesn't get extinguished. So he said that this was Alimut. Laharis lonu ki ha'odom ha'kavua ba'avoide lo yoshuv mipnei koil. Vim kol hasibis sheyafriu oisei al kol ze yamid alamode. This was a limud over here. Not the limud was in the Beis HaMikdash. No, there's no mafriim. There's no nishyonis. That's not the derech hachaim. The derech hachaim is that you burn even there are nishyonis. No, there was a limud that it won't extinguish it. That means the eishal mizbeach at keton zayins. So there was a limud that if you do what you have to do, you won't get extinguished from other elements. And he says that be'etzim this is meramez, kshamim is meramez an panose, and eish is meramez an teire, halei kaidvori ka eish niyum Hashem. And the limud was that the tzolchei parnosa cannot bring a bittul to limud ha-teire. And the same thing that the ruchais were not mazes the oshon, the yetzahore is called a ruach atume, and also that one can be kavua bilimudoi, he won't be pushed away to call Ruchai Shabbailo. Al Kaponim, this is the Cheshbon of the Ten Nisim. Zakta Gemara Vaita, Vesu Leka, these are the only Nisim which occurred in the Beis HaMikdash, Vasanye, Ravishmaye, Bekolnaboy, Ravishmaye, the kid, this is a place, Bekolnaboy, Mikolnaboy, we have on the side. There's another nice shivrei klicheres nivloim bimkaimo. That when they used to break the klicheres that they cooked the kochi kochim and they cooked the chatois in the klicheres, so in order that it shouldn't become noisa, so they used to break the kalim. That was to ensure the bliya of chatos that was existent in the keli was broken. So there was a multitude of broken kalim. So there was a nes shivrei klicheres nivloim bimkaimam, where they were put down. They were nivla in the karkois of Beis HaMikdash, and that's how they were disposed of. Vamar Abaye Meiro v'noitzo from Eilos Ha'oit v'dishon mizbeach hapnimi v'dishon hamenoire nivloim bimkaimam. So we have already two more nisim which were existent in the Beis HaMikdash. But as Rashi, Bekol Naboy Shem Mokim, Shivrei Klicheres, Shemevashlim Behem Kotshe Kodoshim, Ubliyosom Neseres Mishum Noiso, the Bliya is also, Utuunin Shviret, it seems that you had to break the Keli that had the Bliya, that means if the Keli would be Sholim and the Bliya would be accessible, so das teignish. So you had to break the keli that had the bli in it. Natunin shvira, kedersiv klicheres asher tavushal bo yeshava. Ushvirasoi b'mokim kodesh. It was broken b'mokim kodesh. Kedemrinen hosam b'zvochim pekdan chatos. V'imein nevloim, and if this nes would not have been in existence, nimtso ashposoi shal shvorim bazore. So the Beis HaMikdash should be a junkyard. You have a whole bunch of broken kalim. Other Rishonim say it would be a sakana also for the Kahanim that they used to walk barefoot. Now you have broken klicheres all over the floor, so it'd be very dangerous. There's a Tosfos Yeshonim, Shivrei Klicheres. So the Tais Yishonim says, Perek Dam Chatas Muchach Sheshvirosin B'mokim Kodesh. That the Shvira was B'mokim Kodesh. Avo lo yodinen mikro min nolon shachas Shvirosin in yochel oitzion misham. The Tais Yishonim asks, why was this nest necessary? V'chayre, after they broke it, they could take it out. The Rabbeinu Eliyakim says, U'mishum b'zoyen kochim. Bibnei hachatosh and nivla boy lehoyu yecholim leitzion chutz lazore. That means it had a bli of achatos. Achatosh not allowed to take out that chutzlum koimoi. So memele there will be a bizoyin to take it out. Vayu nivloim bim koimam kadesh le yaziko le kahanim shein yecheim. This is the Rabbein Eliyakim says. The Ritva says, Gemore gemiri lo shein leitzion le chutz lachash and nishbur. There was a lochel moishe misinai that you couldn't take them out. So there was an S. Mayra v'noitza shel oilas oif. ודישם מזבח הפנימי ודישן המנוירה. בכל בויקר נויסנון עם תרומס הדשן, ודישם מזבח הפנימי ודישם המנוירה was put together with the תרומס הדשן במזרח של קבש, on the מזרח side of the קבש, כדסנן גבי תרומס הדשן, הגיע לרצפו, the Kohen who made the Trumas HaDeshen, so he went up to the Mizbeach. He was Meirim the Deshen, then he went down from the Kevesh. He Gia L'Ritzpah, he reached the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, Hofach Ponov L'Tzof, and then he turned, going down from the Kevesh, he's facing Dorim. Hofach Ponov L'Tzof, and then he made an about face, and he turned to Tzofim, V'hoylech b'mizrochei shel Kevesh ke'eser amos, Mokim shenoisnim sham meiro v'noitzo v'dishim izbech apnimi v'amenoira. So in this same place, he put, the Mishnah Talmud is speaking about the Trumas HaDeshen. So the Trumas HaDeshen was also put in this same Mokim. V'kro nami de meiro v'noitzo hachiksi v'ishloch oisei tzal mizbeach keidma el mekoim HaDeshen. So this was the same place where the Trumas HaDeshen was put, and this also the Dishim is Bechav Nimin Dishim HaMenoira. Let us, before we go further, let us see Taisvis, Nivloim Bim Kaimon, Pirish Harab Pairis, to who Adin Dishim Mizbeach Hachitzei. That the Rashi says it was put there, but it was Nivla there also. Memesin Rashi and the Mishnah, the Ritva brings Rashi and the Mishnah says Klo like that. Rashi says Termin and Avchof HaMadalef, Rashi says Termin and Mizbeach, Hadeshen Shu Chayse Min Hadeshen B'machta Pamachas, Bein Rav Lamat, B'vach La Yivchayse Mimolei Koymetz, B'nois Noi B'mizrochei Shal Kevesh, B'nivla Bim Koymoi. So Rashi and the Mishnah says Klo, as she says, this in Psachim, that the Trumas HaDeshen, not only was it put there, but the same nest that occurred with the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Dishim HaMenoira, and also occurred with the Trumas HaDeshen. And that's what the Rav Poirot says, what in Dishim Mizbeach HaChitzei was also Nivla. Ve'ein nir l'Rabbeinu tam, d'menolei ha'isvorim, kivin l'choshev lei b'hadei hanach. The Bereise spoke about all the Dvorim HaNevloim, so why doesn't it speak about the Trumas HaDeshen? Void Amrinem Beperik Orsho Beshili Tmure, Ve'efa Hegdesh Lo'ilam Oso, Ve'oison Shetounin Gnize. The Efer that needs Gnize, that's the Trumas HaDeshen that needs Gnize, Kedesanye Vesome Benachas, Vesome Shloyefazer, so here the remainder, Almad Lehaven Nivla Bim Koimon, Mideton Gnize. It seems that it has to be put away. If it disappeared, so that Namshat Toin Gnize. Mi Yeshloim Ekrov Lab Anisa Samach. That means, there was Zeicher to Anes, so it was Nivla. When there weren't Zeicher to Anes, so then there was a din, it should be, it needs Gnize. The nest did not occur to in Gnize. Inami nirali im chofar sham vaitziyay oisay koma the eifa hegdish leilamosa. That means even though it was nivla, that pshat is, so when it's nivla, it's nivla. A person will go and dig and take out the eifa, some emela, so it's osabano. B'chem pirishchashi b'soif t'mura. Kaponim, we have here a shaila if the Trumas HaDeshen was Nivla b'mkoymai also. Al Kaponim, let us get back to the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha that why didn't the Mishnah enumerate these two Nisim also? The Bli of the Klicheres and the Dishim is Bechat Nimi, Dishim is Neira. So the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara answers, Psulei Losahavu, Cheshvinu Bechat. We had before the Mishnah, Rechendois, there were three things, that there was a nest, it didn't become posel. The Oimah didn't become posel. Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim. So all these three things is really one nest, that the Kobonis, which there was a necessity that they shouldn't become nifsal because they would be stuck without them if they did become posel. So that's all oneness. Chashvinu bechat. So that all these three are one. Apik trei. So now we have two. We took out two. Before there was eight. We cheshbin that the psulim were three. Now we made from this eight. We made from this eight, six. And apik trei v'ayot trei. And the other two will be the klicheres nivloim b'mkaimon and the meirov v'noitza that's nivlo b'mkaimon. Like the Gemara, if you're going with such a cheshbin, yohi bluyim nami trei hava. So, cheshvinu bechat. Why do you say the bluyim are two? You're saying it's six and two. It should be considered oneness. Chaschalahu. So then you're missing one. But the Ben Yehuda says that Bemison, the Talzin didn't hold that this was such a gefelach akasha. First of all, the Ness was a dover shlili. That means the Kabbonis didn't become posel. So that's one Ness. The essential Kabbonis didn't become posel. Which are the essential Kabbonis? The Oimer, the Shtelechem, the Lechem Apon. That's one Ness. That is one Ness. Essential Kabbonis never became posel. There was no psul, but here there was a nes bekum ba'asei. That means the klicheres was nivla b'mkoymet. That was a nes. The meiro was nivla b'mkoymet. That's a nes. This is a nes bekum ba'asei. This the Gemara held, even though it's a nes of bliya, but this is a nes. This is mamish bekum ba'asei. This nes occurred and this nes occurred. So he held the ketake b'mayne the bliya for two nisim. But the shlilis, that the essential kabbonis didn't become posel, that's considered oneness. The makshin held nitazay. The makshin held if you go basta the shem, so not posel is oneness, so nivla is also oneness. So we're missing a ness. And the gemari kenami achitit. There's one more. The Omar of Yeshua ben Levi, nes godol hoyo nase belechem aponim. It was a great nest that was done with the lechem aponim, silukoi kisiduroi. That when they took off the lechem aponim on Shabbos, so it was just as fresh and warm and moist as it was the Shabbos before. Shenema losum lechem choim biyoim ilokoi. That when it was taken away, it was as hot as when it was put up. Let us see what Rashi says. Psuleit los ahave, psuleimer steilech, lachaponim tlas nisich hashaftinu, bluyim treyave, de shibik licheres abacha, de meirov venoit, vachalitnum sham chathave. Siluke kisidurik, shemesal kanoise adain hucham, was still hot, choim beyoim hilok, choi shucham beyoim shenilkach misham, vahai kro belechem aponim ksiv beseifer shmu. So memele, so that is the eighth ness. And then we have the other two. And then we have the other two. But this is the eighth ness. I mean, this is the tenth ness. I mean, this is the tenth ness. So the nivlo is the ninth, and this is the tenth. Agavurche the machlokes harishonim, but silukoi. Kiyayim kesiduroi, the Ritva says, later when having the Gemara, that they used to show the oile rigolim, the lechem aponim. They used to show them how fresh it was. Now, the way they showed the lechem aponim, the oile rigolim, was they lifted up the shulchan, and the shulchan was in the heichel, and standing in the azor, you were able to see the lechem aponim. Frekt Ritva, what can you see? If you'll touch it, you'll see. So it's soft, it's fresh, it's not dry. But that you can't see. What did they see? So the Ritva says, Lamaise, when they put it on the Shulchan, a steam was coming out of it. that steam was existent the whole week, and when they took it off, you also saw the steam. So they saw the steam, that they were able to see. That the chamimis of the lechem aponim was existed, kozman was on the shulchan, there was a chamimis. Ben Yod is metadid later when they were mechalik, it could be that nest stopped. Could be when it came closer, they took it out of the heichel, could be then the nest stopped. And this was a nest. So my mail, the nest was silukoi, siduroi, then there was a nest. Later it could be, you didn't have this nest. In fact, the Gemara Vesuleke, these are the only nisim, v'omar rablevi, dovos ha-mesoires bi-odeinu mi-aveseinu, mekoim oren eino min-amide. That the oren and the Kodesh Kadoshim did not take up any place. Let us see Rashi. Mekoim oren eino min-amide, eino teifes lemayit mi-midas ha-cholo shol bayis kolum. The base Kodesh Kadoshim and the Oren was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it didn't take up any place. Why? The sign ye Oren sh'osa Moshe yesh loim eser ames aver l'chol ruach sh'niten be'emtze beis HaKadoshim. The Oren was put into the middle of the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, and if you'd measure on all four sides, you could measure 10 ames on all four sides. Reikol ha'chol lo'yhoye elo chof al chof. The whole Kodesh Kadoshim was chof al chof. Shenema levnei advir esrimama oirich vesrimama roichet. So how could you measure from the four sides of the Oren and have 10 ames on all four sides? So the Oren has to take up some place. So that was the nest that the Oren was ainim min amida. The Oren doesn't take up place. Nimso shein mekoim ha'orim memayit klum. That's a nest. So why don't we recognize this nest? Then the Gemara is another kasha. V'omar Rav Noi, Omar Shmuel, Kruvim b'nes ha'yu oimdim. Kruvim b'nes ha'yu oimdim, zot Rashi. Gufei ha'kruvim sh'oso shloima oimdim ba'oretz eitzel oren, echad b'tzofim v'echad b'dom. There were kruvim which were standing on the ground next to the oren. One on tzofim, one on dom. Ubikanfeyem, there's the distance that the knafayim was spread out, esrim amra prusois, mikir el kir, kedursiv knaf akruv chomesh ames. That means each kruv had the spread of its wings was 5 ames on each side, so you had, so one kruv covered 10 ames of the Kodesh Kadoshim, with the span of the spring, and how it spread out its wings, and the other one also covered 10 ames. Nimtzu, but there's a problem over here, but there was the Guf Akruvim also, so it wasn't only 20 ames, it was 20 ames plus 2 Gufim. So how were they able to fit into the Kodesh Kadoshim? Nimtza aknafayim marzikim eskola cholo, nimtza oivi aguf, einem in amide. But the thickness of the guf of the kruvim did not take up space. So, memelo, we have two more nisim. And for the Gemara, nisi de beroi kochoshim. The nisim that were visible, mibachutz, the beroi Rashi says, mibachutz be'azora, nisim ayeduim lakel. These nisim, This he reckons ice. Nisi de gavoi loika choshev. The nisim which were in existence but were not nisparsim, which Klal Yisrael were not aware of, these nisim the Mishnah doesn't say. Bemisin in the nusach of our Mishnah says asar nisim nasil aveseinu beveis hamikdash. That means it was l'tzeirach aviseinu that they should see these nisim, they should learn from these nisim. No one ever went into the Kodesh Kadoshim, so memelo, that's why the Tana does not speak about these nisim. Frek the Gemara, the Hochi, if that is the case, so then we just lost one nest, lechem aponim, nami nisi de gavoyu. The lechem aponim was the nest that occurred in the Heichel. So why do you say this is one of the ten nisim? So the Gemara answers, Lechem aponim nisi de beroyu, da omar eshlokish, may dechsiv ala shulchan hatoyer, the shulchan that should be toyer, toyer mechlar shutomi. Mechlar shutomi, Rashi says, she mekabel tumme. It should be toyer, but Rashi says it could be mekabel tumme. So what is the posik telling us? That it could be mekabel tumme. Kliyei tza osi lenachasu, the shulchan was the kliyei tza osi lenachas. V'chol kli eitza osi lenachas eine mekabel tumme, it's not mekabel tumme, v'choytze it's bifnei atumme. So what is pshat shulchan ha-toyer? And for the Gemara l'malameid shemagbiyin oisoi l'oile rigolim, that they were magbiyah the shulchan for the oile rigolim. V'oimrim lem ruhu chibaschem lifnei amokim. That's the reason they had to lift up the shulchan, because in the heichel there was the mizbeach hazov, which was mechuvin keneged the pesach heichel. Then on the tzad tzofin there was the shulchan, and the tzad dorim there was the menorah. Now, if they wanted the oile regolim who was standing in the azorah to see the shulchan, so first of all they had to take it away from tzofin. They had to bring it close, mechuvin keneged Pesach ha'eichel, number one. And that's the chmir, that could be the mezbeach hazov was blocking it, so they had to lift it up a little bit. That it should be, so not only had to be metalto, that they had to lift it up, that it should be visible, the shulchan should be visible to the Yidden and the Azorah. So memele, so therefore it wasn't osi lenachas. Ba'imr mulem ru'uchi baschem lifnei amokit. They were able to see their chibe lifnei hamokim. Shesilukai kisidurai. Shanema losum lechem choim biyoim hilokcha. Let us see what Rashi says. Osi lenachas. Sheinei metalto. Ukli eit leinyan tume hukish lesak. Shanema mikol kli eit abegadai oir oisak. Ma sak metalto mole vereikon. Av kliyeitz metaltul mole v'reikel. Va'af al gav b'shulchan metzupe b'zor. So this is not a kliyeitz, it's a kliyeitz has to be metaltul. This is not a kliyeitz, it's a kliyzor. Botol tzipuye legabei kedavrin ha-mishulich ha-gigi shani shulchan d'koy rachmon eitz. It seems the Torah called it a kliyeitz, and memele, that you not miyachas it as a kliyzor. Shemagvien oisoi umarin oisoi lechutz. Ru'u chibaschem lifnei hamokim. Tachsemer de netziv, am shirashirem says pshat, v'yani amelach adoro, nagilo v'nismach aboch, meisharim ha'ivucha, it says at the end of the posik. He says, when Klal Yisrael was able to witness the Re'u Chibaschem Lifnei Hamokim, they were able, it wasn't Emune, it was Rie. So then as Meishorim Ahivuche, the Ave came normally. That means Ave is not from the easy mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah that needs his baininess after Hashem Alekecha. So they were able to see, like this is a Klal Kemayim Ponim Al Ponim. So, if one saw the chibe, the ave that Rabbeinu Shlom has to Klal Yisrael, ruchi basram, then the ave came very easy. So that was ruchi basram lifnei hamokim. Frek the Gemara v'su leke, there's no more nisim, v'omar rab oishiye, v'sho shabono shloime beis hamikdosh, not aboi kol minei megodim shel zov. That there were mini megodim shalzov, there were ilonis with peiris shalzov, or yemitzian peiriseyim bismanon, and they grew. There was zov peiris that grew in the base of Mikdash. Uchsheruach, even though we have a klal, money doesn't grow on trees, but al kaponim it seems in the base of Mikdash there were the peiris shalzov. It grew take, or yemitzian peiriseyim bismanon, just like there was a man for the peiris. The normal peiris that grew, so this grew also in that man. Ucheruach menasheves bem noishrim. And when the wind blew, so they fell down. Shenema Yirash Kalvonoin Piryoi. The Pasuk says that the Peiris that grew in Eretz Yisrael should make such a rash like the Peiris that grew in Lebonin. Lebonin is the Beis Hamikdash, and Melabna and Yisem Shal Yisrael. So Memele, so the seems in Lebonin there was a rash of the Peiris, who say Yirash Kalvonoin Piryoi. The Ritva brings down the Pirchei Kohune used to, what did they do with the Peiris? Now you had Peiris over the floor. The Pirchei Kohune brings down used to take these Peiris. No, the Ben Eliyakim says this. Mehem hoya panasosan shel Pirchei Kohune. Yeah, so that was an S. And then it says, Vaiter, Shenichnesu Nochim Laichel Yovesh. So then these pages dried up. Shenema, Uferach, Levonin, Umlo. Bosidakadish Borchu Lahach Ziron. Shenema, Poroyach, Tifrach, Vesogel, it will grow again. Avgilos Varanin, Kveid Labonin, Itemlo. So the Gemara says, Nisei de Kvi Loi Kochosh. This was Adova Kavua. So he's not speaking about these Nisim. Speaking about Nisim which were Mikrim that occurred, that Lanira Zvuva Beisamid Bachayim, this is new meat, new Zvuvim. So that was a Tmidistik nest, but that was considered, that's called a Dova Kavua. You have a tree that grows golden pears, that's a Dova Kavua, that he doesn't speak about. So Gemara hashte the osis lohochi or in a krubin nami nisi de kviya ninu. They were also nisim de kviya. Zot Rashi, Yirash kalbonim piryoi, Yirash piryoi shal Yisrael, ke peire halavonim. Alme yesh peire bilavonim. There were peiris in Levonin, and Ubeis Hamikdash. Ma'o Rash, Shuruch Neishevis, Ve'makishim, Zelazer, Royishim, Ve'nishma Koilom. The Kvi, Kivuyim, Ve'oimdim, Tomid, Bimkoimom, this was Adova Kavu, Oimid, Bimkoimom, Isom, Emele, this, the Tana doesn't recognize. So the Gemara says, Hashta, Da'os, Islohochi, if you have to say this, Hagdorim, is Orin Akruvin Nami Nisi de Kviyanina. This is also a Kavua de Kenes. So don't to say Al Tskavoi, Kavua de Kenes he doesn't recognize. Omar Mar, Va'oshon Hamaroch. Another Nes was that Karuche Shabo'ilom on that mazes the Oshon. Umihave Oshon Bemaroche, was the Oshon in the Maroche. Vasanye Hamisha Dvorim Nemru Be'esh Shal Maroche. Five characteristics the Eishal Maroche had. Number one, Revutze Ka'ari. It was sitting like an Ari. Uboro Kechamo. It was a clear flame like the Chamo. V'yesh Bo Mamish. Like this, a fire doesn't have a Mamoshes. This had a Mamish. Boicheles Lachim Kiyeveshim. And the like this, a fire has problems to consume dvorim lachim. Here it's vaycheles lachim ki yeveishim. Ve'eino ma'lo oshon. And there wasn't ma'lo oshon. So where's the ashan ha'maroche? The eish ha'maroche, no smoke came out of it. And for the gemore, ki komrinin b'dehedyet. That means that is true. On the maroche, there was an eish sheyorad min ha'shamayim. That Eish Lamaise, there was no Oshon, there was no smoke from that Eish. But there's a mitzvah lohovi minahed yet also, the sanya. Vinos no bene arna koin Eish ala mizbeach. Avo pish Eish eredesh minashamayim mitzvah lohovi minahed yet. There's a mitzvah lohovi minahed yet. If I'm not mistaken, the Chinuch says, what was pshat in this mitzvah lohovi minahed yet? So the Chinuch says that even though the Eibishter makes Nisim, the Eibishter wants to be Mechaser the Nes. He doesn't want, there's a Seder, a Teva, there's Bechire Boilom, so the Rebbein Shalom wanted to be Mechaser the Nes. That's all you need, that you should have a Mizbeach with an Eish Shal Nes on it, Keseder. That, So therefore, there was a mitzvah lahavi min ahedye to be mechasa the nest. It shouldn't be nikir behedye. Asal kaponim, so this eish was also functioning on the mizbeach. This eish, you put some fatty piece of meat on it, it'll smoke. That's some emela. The osham came from the osham came from the eish shel hedye. Zog the Gemara weiter, revutzo ka'ari, that it says that it was like an ari that was revutz. Vosanya omar abchanine, omar nizkan kahanim anire isiya revutzo kikelet, the Gemara loy kashe, kan bemigdosh rishen, kan bemigdosh sheni. The Migdash Rishin was Revutza Kari, Migdash Sheini, it was like a keller. In fact, the Gemara on the Migdash Sheini Mihavoy was there then an Eish in the Migdash Sheini. For Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Inye Maidach Siv Ve'erze Boy, the Pasuk says that Ve'erze, the Rebbein shall be Merutza with the Baye Sheini. Now the Ksiv is Ve'ikoveit. That's the Ksiv. And Ve'ikoveit. Ukarinon v'ikovdo. That is, so in the kri we add on a hay, but in the ksiv there's no hay. Maishna de mechusar hay, as elu chamisha dvorim shahoyu be'migdash rishin le'migdash sheni. There were five things which you can't write down these five things because they were non-existent in the migdash sheni. That's why it's missing the hay. Ve'elu hayin orin v'kapoyres akruvim. That's one. Eish, the Eish wasn't there. Ushchine beruach hakodesh burim v'tumim. So al kaponim, we see that by the Baye Sheni there was no Eish. And how could you say that the Rav Chinis Kanakanim said he saw the Eish b'migdash Sheni was kikelev? There was no Eish. Omri en mive have. There was an Eish a yored min hashamayim. By the Migdash Sheni, but it did not contribute to the Haktore. That means, in the first base of Migdash, the Eish Shel Maila also consumed Bishituf with the Eish Shel Hedyot. They both consumed the Kobonis. By the second base of Migdash, there was an Eish there, but it wasn't functioning. So that's called. So the Tachlis of the Eish was non-existent by the second Beis Hamikdash. Let us see what Rashi says. Revutze ko'ari gacheles shenoflo min ha-shamayim bimei shloime bohoysa ala mizbeach at shabo menashe vesil ko'oysa doima la'ari roivitz. Rabbein al-Yokim is chaylik an Rashi. No, not the Benyak. The Taisa says, Yerielovan is Chelik and Rashi. He says it wasn't a Gacheles. A Shalheves Haisa Yeredes Min HaShemayim. There was a flame, but like Gacheles. Could the perish Pekuntris? Shrei Eish Ksiv. There was an Eish. Was an Eish Min HaShemayim, not a Gacheles Min HaShemayim. Was an Eish in the form of an Ari. V'yesh bo mamish b'shalheves shalom. There was a Mamoshes. Ki kamrinin de malo oshin behedyit kamrinin. Beish hedyit shoy mevien etzlo. The pasuk says, "Ve'erza boy ve'ikoveit choser hay b'nevuos chagai ksiva ve'bayisheni mishtoikro." The Gemara and then the Gemara says there was choser hay dvorim orin kapoyres akruvim kula chadem milse. This is all one inyan. Ushchine leishol saboy. Missing the shchine. Ruach hakodesh leihoisa b'neviim ishnashtaimu doyovesh ve'ela. Yeah, so the Gemara says that the Eish was in existence, but it didn't function. The Binyan Siyan, Charles Achuvah's Binyan Siyan, Simon Gimel, he brings down that his son asked the Mashaila, that here the Gemara says that by the Baye Sheni there was no Shechina. And Medrash it says that Leizoza Shechina Mekaisel Marovi. That means the Philip Bishas Chubana, who I medacha kasleinu. So the Shechina is always there. And here it says, by the Baye Sheni, there was no Shechina. So the Binyan Siyan answers, he says, there are two things. He says, that what our Gemara says, Shechina, that means Kvoid Hashem. By Maimed Har Sinai it says, by Yishkoin Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai. By the Mishkan it says, Ukvoid Hashem Mola Yes HaMishkan. That Indian of Kvoid Hashem, that was non-existent by Yishkoin. That what Chazal tell us, Eina Shechina Zozo Mikoisel Marovi, that's speaking about Mei Oir HaKdusha HaNetzal VeHaNizrach Mikvoid Hashem. That means this is an Oir that comes out from the Kvoid Hashem. That's called the Oir HaShechina. And the Kvoid Hashem is Mekoymoy Nelo. Where the Kvoid Hashem is now, we don't know. Gami Mishol Seimailo. The Malachim say, Ayei Mekoyim Kvoida. Where the Mokim of the Kvoid Hashem is? Well, the Malachim don't know. But that what it says, it gives a Moshe, sometimes the Chazal say that the Chamo is Nichnas L'Soy Chabayis. So the Gemara doesn't mean that the sun came into the house, it means the rays of the sun came into the house. So that what Chazal tells us, Leizozo Shechine, from the Kaisel Maravi, it means the rays of the Shechine. And he says, Kvoid Hashem Zehu Mekoyr HaKedusha. Oyer HaNetzal HaShpoas HaKedusha. That's the HaShpoa HaKedusha. So here we're speaking, the Mekoyr HaKedusha was non-existent, the Baye Sheini. Let us see Taisvis. Kli'eitza Osir L'Nachas B'Shili Meseches Chagige Porich. So what's the problem? It's Makabal Tumalt the Tzipui. Mechich Mesnisim Seres Kalim, the boss of Tzipui as Linen, and Mishani Shani Shulchan, the Chmone Karyei, the Torah gave it Hashem Kliyeit, to Mizbech Eit Sholei Shameis, Adach Sivya Dabar Eilei Seh Shulchan, Posse Mizbech, Vesayim Beshulchan, but Kapon Mabai Stoi is that the Shulchan was called Eitz. Vurim Vetumim. Urim Vetumim Habu. Sheim loykein, ayekein godol mechusa begodim, ela loyhoyu meshivin lenishalin bohem. Now, Dachsach Meir, this Taisvis is a debatable Taisvis. There was the Choshen, the Choshen had, there were the Avnei Choshen, and then there was Urim V'Tumim. Urim V'Tumim, the Ramban and Chumash says, this was Shemis that were written with certain kavonis, and these were put in the Kiflei HaChoshen, and with these Shemis, so Urim, certain, when Shailas were asked, so Urim, certain Oisius lit up, but one did not know how to read the Oisius, so that was Tumim. There were different Shemis. The Kohen Gadol had been mechaven by the Urim, which Oisius should light up. There were different Shemis by the Tumim. So the Ran and the Drosha Saran, so Drusha Shlishi, explains that the Emerson, these Shemis have nothing to do with Big Day Kohune. The big day kohune, which the halacha is, kozman shebigdayim aleim kunoson aleim, the big day kohune was the choshen, and the avnei choshen. The shemis, urim v'tumim, has nothing to do with big day kohune. So therefore he says in the bayisheini, there was no urim v'tumim, it says. It doesn't say there wasn't the choshen, there wasn't avnei choshen. The choshen is from the big day kohune, the shemis that were put in. This was a function of Nevuah that the Kohen Gadol possessed. That Taka was not existent in the Baye Sheini. And the Ran and the Droshes explains with this a Medrash, a Meir de Kebir, that Chazal tell us that how was Aaron a Kohen Zoiche to the Urim V'Tumim? So Chazal tell us, Leiv Shesomach B'Gdulas Ochev, Hu Yilbash Urim V'Tumim Aliboy. So the Ran is, what is Chazal telling us over here? Why was he zeicher to the tzitzim? Why was he zeicher? I mean, durim v'tumim, leiv shesomach begdulas ochid. So the Ran says, amoyre dike bir. He says that the emerson is amoyre dike kashe. Moshe and Aaron, each one had two different tafkidim. Moshe was the Novi. That was his tafkid. Aaron was the Omod HaAvoda. That was his tafkid. He was the Novi. And he was the Amud HaAvoda. So Chazal had a Meir B'Kikashe. So how did he get to the Urim V'Tumim? Urim V'Tumim is Nebuah. It's a Dalg of Nebuah. They asked him what's going to happen, and the Oishis would have, this was Nebuah. This is not his line. This is not his field. So why was Aaron Zeichet to the Urim V'Tumim? That was Chazal's Kashe. So the Gemara, so the Medrash answers, Leib She'somach B'Gdulas Ochiv, he was sameach with the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a moira de kemadrege. That means not only he wasn't mekane, but he was sameach, which we really can't picture what that means. The Zayis Ranan in Yalkut Shemoini explains the Yalkut over there that the simcha of Aaron was so great that it was impossible to express the simcha with words. They was sameach begdulas ochet. That means if we would be in such a matzav, oh, Moshe, mazel tov, I'm so happy for you. Aganse drosha, that's only saying words, but the leiv is nebuch, there would be a tina beliboy. But Aaron was a meich with the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore he was zeiche to a darga of nevuah which was greater than the nevuah of any navi. Because the nevuah of any navi could become bottle, but was a moiridike darge of nevuah which Aaron HaKoyen possessed. So therefore the Ran says that even though in the Bayer Sheni there's no rubber to me, there's no problem. So there's no, the darge of nevuah, just like there wasn't Ruach HaKoyen for Bayer Sheni. So there wasn't rubber to me. These were darges in nevuah which were non-existent for Bayer Sheni. Taisvis, it seems, didn't hold like that. Taisvis, it seemed, held that the Urim V'Tumim is the chelik of the Big Day Kahune. So Taisus had a kash. What's that? That there was no Urim V'Tumim B'Bayi Shes. How is the Kohen Gadol able to do that by the? He's mechus to begodim. So Taisus says Urim V'Tumim havu. They were Urim V'Tumim. Shim loikein oye Kohen Gadol mechus to begodim. Elu loihoyom meishivin liyishalim bem. It didn't function. So the function of Nebuah, which came about through the Urim V'Tumim, was non-existent by the Bayi Sheni. Aber lemaise, the Urim V'Tumim, the Shemes, the Sksav, was existent. Or else it would be Mechusa Begodim. Basma, that's Pshat and Taisvis. Tanu Rabbonim, Shish, Sheish, Ishei saying, there are six types of fires. Yesh, Eicheles, Ve'ein, Eishoise. There's one fire that consumes solids, but it doesn't consume liquids. V'yeish shoyse ve'ein eicheles is another fire that consumes liquids and not solids. V'yeish eicheles v'shoyse. V'yeish eicheles lachim ki yiveishim. V'yeish eish doiche eish, v'yeish eish eicheles eish. Now the Brisa will explain itself. Yeish eish eicheles ve'ein eishoyse hodidon. That's the eish, what we have. It consumes solids, but it won't consume liquids. Shoy sevein eicheles the chaylim. The fever that a chayla has is very thirsty, so it comes out this eish. This eish consumes the liquids in the body. He's not hungry, but it's shoy sevein eicheles. Eicheles v'shoy se deliyo v'siva samayim asher bataola lichecha. So there, he filled up a ta'ola with water, and that, the eish consumed it. It dried it out. Lachem ki yeveishim, the maroche. Yesh eish doiche eish, the Gabriel. When Gabriel came into the tano, to be matzul, Hananya Mishol Vazariah, so he was doiche the eish in the tano. Yesh eish eicheles eish, the shchine, the mamar, eishet, that's boy, beinayim, v'sor fon. Zot Rashi, the chaylin min akadachas shehu ke'eish v'tzomei l'mayim, he's always thirsty, ve'ein le'chofetz lechel. Doiche eish min koyma lahalam. The Gabriel sheyorad lahatzul chananyim yishol v'azayish etzinin esakif shem ibifnim, הקפיח מבחוץ לשרוף את זרקיהם לסייכים, נמינים בארבעי פסוחים. So al kaponim, so that was a din tchiyah. That means that's how it was metzanin the eish of the tano, because it was doichet, the kivshon, it was doichet l'chut. Hoyshet that's boy b'sanhedrin no b'perkech di rebom neska bi kitoy shal malochim shal malofon of mo'enish kasis kerena. Moitzo yon tava achen, this goes weiter. Zog te gemara weiter. We had Vashana Maroch Apilo Kalaruchesh Aboilam Emezizis Oisemimkaim. I couldn't move. The Ruches cannot move the ocean. In fact, the Gemara of Omer Abitzak Baravdimi, Meitzo Yontav Achen Shalchad, Meitzo Yontav Achen of Psukis Shvili Ateret, Akur Tsoifim Lashan Hamaroch. As everyone looked at the ocean, Leite Klapitzofain, that was the So looking, studying the matzav of the Ashana Maroche, they could tell what the psak was on the matzav of Mayim the next year. If the ocean was going towards Tzofen, it bent over towards Tzofen, that means a dorim wind was blowing, is aniyim smeichem. That means there'll be a lot of rain. And therefore, they cannot store the peiris. Balabatim atzevim. The balabatim like this, if it's very humid, so the peiris will not last too long, so they have to sell them quickly. So memela, so they have to sell at a cheap price. So memela, so that the balabatim is atzevim, and aniyim asmechim. Eishigishmei shonem merubim, periseim ativim. If the tzofen wind was blowing and the ocean is going towards Doran, Zaniyim Atzevim, so tzofen was a very dry wind. Zaniyim Atzevim, there won't be too much rain, the Balebatim Smechem will be a scarcity, and Fakel the Peiris will hold, or they'll hoard the Peiris and raise the price, and they're looking forward to a good year. Then there's
the right amount of rain, there's an abundance of peiris, so memela, everyone is happy.
Klapei mayrev hakel atzeivim. Al kaponim, the mizrach wind is a very dry wind. Al kaponim, we see that the ocean did move. So the Gemara answers the ozel va'osi kidikli. It meant it swayed like a dekel. A dekel also sways, but va'avduri loy have mivdel. But it did not separate. That means the kolur shabaylo mezizus oisa. That means you still had a pillar. It was swaying like a dekel, but you had a pillar. It wasn't broken up into by the ruches. Zogt Rashi, Meitzo yom tabachin shel chag, Shema esmol nischatem gzardinem al gishme shona, Kedisnam bechag nidoinem al amayim. Noite klapi tzofen, Sheruach broimis noishevitz, Periseim akivin, Veini rocha lo oitzron, Poishin o moichin oisem bezeo. Hakel smeichem shuch marovish, Kule yitzep, Sanikul, Wind, Umeviyak, Shomil, Fiyaroiv, Lepers makivim, It's a very dry wind. Even a dry piece of wood, dries up more. Hi, yeah. Let's go back. Klapei Mizroch, you said if it was going Klapei Mizroch, that means the Meirev wind was blowing, Hakos Meichem. Klapei Meirev, the Mizrach wind was blowing, Hakol Atzevim, V'ramino. So it comes out that the Meirev wind is good, and the Mizrach wind is not good. V'ramino, we learned Abaraise, Mizrachis Lo'ilam Yofer, the Mizrach wind is very good, Marovis Lo'ilam Koshe. Ruach Tzefoinis, Yofer Lachitim, B'shoshe V'yushlish, B'koshe L'zeisim, B'zman Shehem Chaitim. Ruach Dreimis is kosher lachitim b'shoshe v'yishlis v'yofel ezeisim b'zman shen choytim. Omer Rav Yosef itayne ma'azuta b'simonech Shulchan betzofen, um menoira bedorim, haim arba didei, haim arba didei. That what, that tzofen is good for lechem, and dorim is good for zeisim. But al kaponim, we have a problem. We have a problem here, it says, mizrochis loilom yofer, marovis loilom kosher. And we had before fakerta, mizrochis is no good, and marovis is good. So it says, leikasha halom v'holohu. It matters in which area we're speaking about. For the Bnei Bovel, mizrochis was good. For the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, mizrochis was no good. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, hi, marba didei, tzfoinis, megadeles, aruim, v'shulcham. Holon bolu, mizrochis, yofer le'eretz bovel. She eretz lacho, it's a very moist land. Machmas meimeo, lo'ilom. So therefore, a dry wind would do wonders for it. Le'eretz Yisrael kosher she'eretz horim u'bekois u'meheres liyavish. Ob'nalach shivas yomim.